Welcome to the Airport Gardens Baptist Church Sunday morning services. This is Sunday, January the 16th, 1983. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we thank Thee and praise Thee this morning for bringing each one of us here to Your house of worship. We thank Thee, Father, for each one who is here today, working each heart. We pray, Father, for our homebound people who will hear this by means of this tape. Be with them, Lord. Help them to keep their eyes upon Thee. We know You're able to supply all of their needs by Your riches and glory, by Christ Jesus. In His name we pray. Amen.
Is the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod, Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for this chance to come to Your house again this morning. We thank You, Father, for the beautiful sunshiny day. We pray, Father, that You continue to pour out these blessings upon us. Thank You, Father, for the blessings of the past. We thank You for what You will do for us in the future. We thank You, Father, for this scripture that we have just read. We know, Father, that if we open our heart to Jesus, He will be our shepherd. He will guide us through all of our sorrows and be with us when we're happy. And most of all, Father, He will take us home to heaven. There we will dwell with Him in the house of the Lord forever. Father, this morning for our prayers for those who are sick and afflicted, we pray that You would answer us this morning, that You would heal, if it be Your blessed will, those who are in the hospitals, in their homes, and their beds of affliction. But most of all, Father, for those on our hearts that do not know Jesus, we pray that they will open up their hearts to Jesus and accept Him as their shepherd of their lives and their Savior. We pray now, Father, that you'd go with us through our service this morning. Be with Brother James as he stands before us with your word. We pray, Father, that each one here would receive a blessing, that we would make the decisions that you would have us to make in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, let's get us a hymn book again and turn to page 117. What a Wonderful Savior.
Christ has for sin atoned my way. What a wonderful Savior. I am redeemed, the price is paid. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. I praise Him for the cleansing blood. What a wonderful Savior that reconciled my soul to God. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord.
Number four.
He gives me overcoming power. What a wonderful Savior. And Christ helps me each trying hour. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a
appreciate Linda playing that wonderful song there. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus. In the heart He implanteth a song. A song of deliverance, of courage, of strength. In the heart He implanteth a song. Just before the message today, Tom and Fred are going to come and sing for us. Thank the Lord for them also.
In the dark of the midnight have I oft hid my face, while a storm howls above me and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by.
Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow. Till the storm.
As our shelter. I tell you, I'm glad we have a shelter. Shelter in the time of storm. Let's look to the Lord in prayer before we look into the message today. Father, we thank Thee so much for this beautiful day that You have given each one of us. Father, we thank Thee for what You're going to do in this service, what You have done already. Father, we pray for any that came to church today with a burden down, with a heavy heart. We pray that today in this service You would lighten their load. And may they leave this service, Lord, today with their day brighter and their cares lighter. We're so grateful for knowing Thee, and just pray that this service will be an uplift to each and every person present. We thank Thee for our Savior today. And Father, we know that our lives need to lift Him up. Father, we would pray this week as we live daily here in this world. May we let others see Jesus in us. May we magnify Him by our living or by our dying. We're grateful for such a great Savior as we have. Truly, what a wonderful Savior is Jesus our Lord. In His name we pray. Amen. This morning in our message, we just want to brag on Jesus. There have been many songs written about Jesus. Probably 7 out of 10 in our songbooks are about Him, His death, His resurrection, His life. And the song played before the offering or during the offering, the first stanza says, "There is never a day so dreary, there is never a night so long, but the soul that is trusting Jesus will somewhere find a song. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart He implanteth a song of deliverance, of courage, of strength. In the heart He implanteth a song." How long has it been since you and I felt like singing? I guess many times we sigh instead of singing. It should be the other way around. Because our future is secure, because it's in the Lord. As I mentioned a while ago, Helen Clemens' favorite song was "What a Wonderful Savior." Truly, we have a wonderful Savior today. One who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Ephesians 3:20 says, I trust this week that people will do as they did the early disciples in Acts chapter 4. It says that they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. In ourselves, we're just vessels of clay. But when the Lord Jesus Christ lives in our hearts, His fragrance should radiate from our lives. People should realize that we have been with Jesus, that we've been with the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, first of 10,000 to our soul. Our lives need to radiate His perfume that is in our lives. Truly, what a wonderful Savior. We'd like to take for our key verse today, a verse we read during the Christmas time, Luke 2:11. The angel said to the shepherds, "For unto you," and this is in Luke chapter 2, and verse 11, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." A Savior. What a Savior that we have. I had Myrna to find a song for me today. I wish I could sing. Don't anybody leave. I'm not going to sing. There's a sweet and blessed story of the Christ who came from glory just to rescue me from sin and misery. He in loving kindness sought me, and from sin and shame hath brought me. Hallelujah, Jesus, ransom me. That's just one stanza. And the chorus says, "Hallelujah, what a Savior who can take a poor, lost sinner, lift him from the miry clay and set him free. I will ever tell the story, shouting glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus, ransom me." What a Savior. Then another song says, "Once I was strayed in sin's dark valley, no hope within could I see. They searched through heaven and found a Savior to save a poor lost soul like me. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, hallelujah, His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nail-scarred. His side was riven. He gave His life blood for even me.
What a Savior. It should cause us to rejoice today knowing we have such a person who right now in heaven is seated at the right hand of God. You know why He's there? The Bible says He's there to make intercession for us. First of all, we have a Savior today who would like to be our shepherd. Brother White read for us that wonderful Psalm, Psalm 23. You know, sheep need a shepherd. And I'm glad we can say it today in Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd. My shepherd. I shall not want. It's good to know we have someone today who is able to supply every need that we have. His supply will never run out. It doesn't even get low. In Philippians 4:19 it says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Today we have a wonderful shepherd. Our Savior is our shepherd. And therefore we can have all of our needs supplied. Whatever our needs are. The needs that our shepherd, Savior, provides for us are found here in Psalm 23. First of all, He makes me to lie down in green pastures and leads me beside the still waters. I believe this speaks of peace. Peace. Did you know, friends, you cannot buy peace? P-E-A-C-E, and joy. Green pastures. I wonder today how your pastures are. If they're dried up, it's not God's fault. It's our fault. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Thank God for green pastures and still waters. In the third verse, this speaks of wonderful restoration and leadership. It says, He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. We need restoration and leadership. The fourth verse speaks of companionship. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Companionship. One who has promised us, He will never leave us nor forsake us. Thank God for someone like this, who is able to lead us down through the valleys as well as up on the mountaintops. In the fifth verse, our shepherd, Savior, provides for us protection. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Protection. And sheep need protection. They have no way to defend themselves. A sheep doesn't. We need protection. And we have it. And thank God for it. We also have healing. Thou anointest my head with oil. We have healing, spiritual healing. And many times it's God's will to heal us physically. As we mentioned a few Sundays ago, we cannot demand God to do anything. His will is best. And also in verse 5, we have a full cup. It says, my cup runneth over. We not only have a full cup, we have a running over cup. And if our cup is empty, If our cup is half full, it's our fault, not God's. We have a shepherd today who knows how to supply our needs. Friends, since Psalm 23:1 is here, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We can rest assured He is able to supply the needs that we have. Hallelujah, what a Savior who can take a poor lost sinner, lift him from the miry clay, and set him free. The sixth verse says, surely goodness and mercy. We have wonderful provision of goodness and mercy all the days of our life here. And also a wonderful sheepfold called heaven for eternity. David says, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Forever. Jesus said in John 10, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. So I'm thankful today, friends, for a Savior who is able to lead us and provide for us as our shepherd. The Bible says, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Thank God for this. There was a little boy born blind. Then they found out that by a delicate surgery, by a wonderful doctor, his sight could be restored. And after surgery, light was admitted to his eye, little by little. And then one day his mother took him outside. And for the first time he saw the sky. And he said, oh, Mother, why didn't you tell me it was so beautiful? Why didn't you tell me? And this mother's heart was overflowing with joy. And she said to her little boy, I tried to tell you, dear, but you couldn't understand me. My friend, here in this Bible, the Word, God is seeking, through His Son, to show us a little bit of heaven. And when you and I get there, we may say to our wonderful Lord Jesus Christ, why did you not tell me that heaven was so beautiful? And He'll have to say back to us, I tried to, but you just couldn't understand it all. Friends, our shepherd is going to lead us through this life, even through the valley of the shadow of death, and even on the other side, someday. Our wonderful Savior is also a shelter. I'm glad Tom and Fred sang this wonderful song, Keep Me Safe Till the Storm Passes By. The Lord is a wonderful shelter. In Psalm 61, in verse 2 and 3, the psalmist said, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. We need a shelter. Someone wrote another song that says, when the storms of life are raging, stand by me. Friend, the Lord will stand by us when the storms of life are raging. The Lord will stand with us. He'll stand by us. He'll stand within us in the person of the Holy Spirit. Verse 8 of Psalm 62, it says, God is a refuge for us. Verse 7 of Psalm 62. My refuge is in God. my refuge. The Lord is a shelter. Many of you saw the film, The Hiding Place. Cora Ten Boom. She's written a few books, and many of you no doubt have read some of them. I guess her favorite verse in the Bible is Psalm 32 and verse 7. It says, "Thou art my hiding place. Thou wilt preserve me from trouble. Thou wilt compass me about with songs of deliverance." A shelter. Shelter in the time of storm. Psalm 34 and verse 7 says, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them." I was listening one time to, I believe it was Paul Harvey, if I'm not mistaken, where I heard this story. One time there was a little boy swept out into shark infested waters. And there was a porpoise who stayed around this little boy, protecting him from the sharks for 4 hours until he was rescued. God used a porpoise to take care of a little boy. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. There was a prophet in the Old Testament. The enemy was coming toward them. I believe it was Elijah. And he saw God's army on the mountainside, and his servant didn't. And Elijah said to God, "Open my servant's eyes," and God did. He saw the mountain full of horses and riders. And when the enemy came, Elijah said to God, "Blind these people." And God blinded his enemies. And Elijah led his enemy, I believe it was to Samaria. Then he said, "Open their eyes." And God opened their eyes. And Elijah fed his enemies. I don't know just where that's been. The Lord just brought that to my mind. God encampeth around about those that fear him and delivereth them. He is our shelter in the time of storm. There was a fellow one time came back from the service during the war. And he gave a testimony and said this, "The thing that puzzled me most about the war was the number of bullets that missed me. The number of bullets that miss me." The Lord is our shelter. The Lord also is our strength. In Psalm 46:1, I read this verse to Brother Sutton's boy before he had surgery in the VA hospital one day. "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." He's our strength. Do you feel like your strength is not what it should be? Look to the Lord. You know what Paul said in Philippians 4:13? This is a verse I'd like to recommend you memorize. Philippians 4:13. "I can do all things." That's not all that verse. "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." He's our strength. I told Timmy one time he was planning on going to Oneida again. And I gave him a verse in Isaiah 41:10 that says, "Fear thou not." Isaiah 41:10. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. The Lord is able to strengthen us. I will strengthen thee. And then that wonderful verse I've given here many, many times, Isaiah 40:31. I guess, how many of you know that verse? I've given it here about 18 times, I guess. Quite a few times, anyway, I know. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." The Lord is also our security. Yesterday, I guess it was, in the White House, they had a meeting on the Social Security. It's in trouble. They're having to borrow now from other parts of the government to keep it going. My friend, whether the Social Security goes broke, and I guess it already is broke, almost, no matter what, you and I can be secure. Brother Archie Everett used to be my pastor, as you know. And he had a little peanut he carried around in his pocket. And many times he would take that out and illustrate to us. There at the Big Creek Baptist Church. He would put that peanut in one hand. And he would read to us in John chapter 10. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall anyone pluck them out of my hand." And then he would put this hand over his other hand and say, "My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." Most of us at home have double security. We have a storm door, and we have another door. Usually, before we retire for the night, we check to see if both doors are locked. My friend, that's the way it is in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are in Jesus, and Jesus is in God. No one can pluck us out of the hand of Jesus, and no one can pluck us out of the hand of God, the Father. One Easter Sunday morning, my sister and I were going, she was taking me to speak somewhere a long time ago. And we came around the curve up there at Assam, and a car sideswiped us. Just started in at the front door and went all the way back. Just banged us up pretty good. I remember I spoke on John chapter 10 that morning. I don't remember where. I believe it was up to May King Baptist Church, I believe, is where I spoke that morning. That's been years ago. My friend, we are secure. Secure in the Lord. Thank God for this. We're studying 1 Peter in our Wednesday night services, and verse 5 says, "Who are kept?" 1 Peter 1:5, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." Paul said, "I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Isaiah 26:3, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee." Do you have peace? My brother-in-law, Coy Turner, used to have a song that he sang in his meetings. I have peace like a river. Peace like a river. I have peace like a river in my soul. I have joy like a fountain. I have joy like a fountain. I have joy like a fountain in my soul. Don't be like the fella in their Sunday school lesson today who had bulging barns and didn't know where to put all this stuff. God called that man a fool. You know why? He left God out. He lived only for time. He wasn't concerned about anyone except himself. My friend, I'm grateful for the Savior that we have today, who is our Savior, first of all. He is our shepherd. He's our shelter. He is our strength. He is our security. Do you feel secure in this insecure world? You can, if you know the Lord. If you know the Lord, you need nobody else to see you through the darkest night. Your Father, as we have our invitation song today, we pray that You would work in people's hearts, Father, and help them to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that He is the one who gives eternal life. We ask Your blessing, Father, upon each and every person who is here today. We're grateful for each one. In Jesus' name, amen. We'd like to stand and sing our song of invitation. 217, Just As I Am. Brother Tom comes to lead us in this invitation song. Why not today come to know the Lord as your Savior, as your shepherd, as your shelter, your strength, your security? As we stand, please. Shepherd one time leading his sheep down a pretty deep ravine for fresh water and abundant pasture. And a small girl saw this from a distance and she cried out, "Oh, he'll drown them all." Her older brother said, "Don't be foolish. The sheep are his own. Do you think he would intentionally put them in danger?" The Lord never leads us anywhere that He does not go with us. There is a guide that never falters. And when He leads, where He leads, I cannot stray. For step by step, He goes before me and marks my path. He knows the way. Why not come to this shepherd today? Follow his leadership as we sing the last stanza, Brother Tom. We just appreciate what the Lord has done today. I know that He is the one who gets the credit. The song that Brother Tom sings sometimes, "Without Him I would be nothing. Without Him I surely would fail. Without Him I would be drifting like a ship without a sail." If you know of anyone who would like to have our morning worship service on tape, you check with us.